the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
My shirt's not out there.
Hey, there we go, Sterling. Great start. Welcome into Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the season finale, part two of the season finale. You guys probably watch this on Monday or during the week because E! Shows these things all week long. We talked to you guys about our scheduling issues last week, so our usual Sunday slot's the only time we could do it. So if you're watching this right now, thank you very much. Are you just going to push me out of the way, Frankie?
Stop yelling over Kanye, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let Kanye sing.
Okay, you can keep going.
All right. Let's get started now. I'm Bobby DeMiro. Next to me is Francesca Dugan. Jesse Owen and Sterling Cates is back this week. Ladies, hello.
Hi. You're awesome.
So first off, what do you guys think of the song?
It's awesome.
Okay, it's going to be one of those shows, you guys. Thank you for being patient with us. Like I said, this obviously aired about 6 days ago, but due to our scheduling issues, we're doing this on our usual Sunday. So this is it for Kardashians. Aww. The last show we're going to do, we are going to try to get together to do Kourtney and Khloe Take the Hamptons. That may come at a different time. We'll keep you guys posted. I hope that we can do that together because the Lord knows we've had a lot of fun doing this. But let's get to Kim's Journey to the Altar, which is the title of the show. And first things first, Frankie, you noticed it first. They obviously had a title card at the start of the show, but this almost the entirety of the show was filmed by family and friends of
the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, it was Blair Witch Project. It was doc style. It was like, you know, iPhone style.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to hear, mainly. That's exactly. My thing. I was like,
especially in Kanye's apartment, just that echo.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked it because say what you will about the Kardashians, and I criticize everybody. This is a home movie memory for them that just happens to go on TV and it's a public thing
exactly.
And they're like fame.
So
but it's
normal.
A cool home movie thing for them that they'll look at in 20 years and I assume have a great memory.
Yeah. And the other thing is that this whole wedding was very secretive for Kim and Kanye. Even the family didn't know what was going on. So for them to have a TV crew there following them around for this thing and they don't want the information getting leaked and all that stuff, it's just that's a lot to have to handle is having a TV crew when you're trying to keep things under wraps. And you don't want rando people, you know, following you around when
I have
it's
that
a
problem.
Special day.
You I know? Hate randos.
Every day. Just people
every
following
day,
around
man.
With cameras.
Damn paparazzi.
I mean, they could even take a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower without being watched out.
Did you see
them
chasing them in the car? I thought that was pretty weird.
I wonder, too, you know, I know we've criticized the Kardashians for paparazzi stuff a lot and say, oh,
criticized.
You know, you tip off the paparazzi. A lot of stars or wannabe stars will do this. They'll tip off paparazzi. I gotta believe that they didn't tip off that many paparazzi halfway around the world or a quarter of the way around the world in another country.
No way. No, I don't think that. I mean, I think that this was just a huge event. It was very talked about. Everyone wanted to know what was going on. They still didn't even really tell us what happened during the wedding because they didn't cover it in the show.
Do you think they said I do?
Hmm?
You think they said I do?
Yeah. What do you? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just teasing you.
Oh, I was like, yeah, they're married, Bobby. Come on. Get with it.
Sterling, this isn't the news desk. We can have a little fun.
I have a weird question. Something I know what else is new, right? So, do you guys think that when they decided to get married, well, they didn't get married in Paris, but whenever they were talking about, do you think they were trying to compete with Prince William and Kate? Isn't their name Kate?
Yeah.
Kate Middleton.
No.
I know, and I say no because Kanye already knows he's better than them.
Right.
You think?
Yeah, Kanye knows he's better than everybody, except maybe Beyonce.
He thinks he's better than everyone, but is he?
No, of course he's not. But he thinks he is, so he doesn't even see it as a competition. It's Kanye and the world.
I wouldn't even think to think of them thinking about that.
Well, see, I'd like to think that it was because, you know, he's got the song and he likes Paris. Like, you always hear about fashion in Paris and Kanye
but
and
England.
Stuff. But they were in Paris, right?
No, I'm saying the prince and princess are.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, area. Like, they try to make it as big as them. Like, you know, it was a big national thing. Everybody stayed up to watch, like, people in the U.S.
I'm sure Kanye thought it was a royal wedding. his wedding was a royal wedding.
Kim's third wedding.
Yeah, Kim's third wedding.
She's leave like, her you alone. Can take the reins on this
one. Kim's journey to the altar, turn three.
Part three. You guys are horrible.
It's now safe to go back in the water. It's like a
leave
horror movie.
Leave Kim alone.
All right, let's move. I laughed way too hard at that, and I'm now embarrassed. Let's talk wedding prep. So we've got a lot of things going on. We'll talk bridesmaids' dresses in a minute. We saw North. We'll also talk about that. But first things first, we see Kim's dress again. Sterling, you told us off camera that you teared up a little bit seeing Kim's dress.
Oh yeah, there were. Well, we saw it last week's episode. But I think what got me emotional during that part is when, because last week it was Kendall and Kylie there when she walked out, which is very sentimental moment as well. But when Chris was there this week and when she walked out, and you could see how Chris was affected by it, and always those moments are just so sweet. I teared up a little bit. She walked out in her wedding dress, and Chris saw her for the first time. It's just. Magical.
Weddings
moment.
Just make me tear up in general. Yeah. I don't know any wedding I haven't been to that I didn't tear up.
That dress is beautiful though, with veil and everything. Do you, Bobby? This probably doesn't include you in this conversation, but you can let us know.
Okay.
But do you? I'm thinking I'd want to see it without the belt that goes around because I like the back so much, like the open back. But with that. I like the belt from the front, but in the back, I wish it was just open back.
I said that last week. I hate the belt.
I don't hate it. I like the belt. I do like the belt, but I feel like I want to see it without, and then I can decide which one I like better.
Yes.
I hated the dress, for the record. I'm
you
on
did?
Team hate the dress, yeah.
Why?
I thought it was too frumpy, too conservative, too vintage, too 1920s. I thought she was going to go a little more modern.
Frumpy?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, none of those adjectives describe it.
Well, I have people agreeing with me on YouTube comments, and YouTube comments are God, so it looks like I win.
Y'all blind.
I don't think it's frumpy at all. That is,
she's a curvy girl, so.
To put it mildly.
I thought it was very elegant, and it looked really good on her.
It was a bar party.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was classy.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, I clearly know fashion better than the three of you.
I really did like her dress that she wore when she married Chris Humphries, too. That one was really pretty.
I'm glad you brought up Chris, because I want to ask you girls a question. And I just want to open it up.
Do you... Go ahead.
You done? All right. They have taken great lengths in the last couple episodes to do specific segments on Kanye. And Kim talking to her friends about how Kanye's different. And I've been obsessed with Kanye forever. And Kanye and I have this special connection. Blah, blah, blah. Multiple segments on multiple episodes. Do you mm-hmm. think that's because this is Kim's 50th wedding? And they're trying mm-hmm. to sell it to the public that, oh, this is different. Believe us this time. Kanye is legit. Or do they right. really feel that way about each
but
other?
No. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, her and Kanye have always had that relationship and bond. Like, even from... long time ago, previous seasons, like, they were always, like, friends, and you could always see that connection that they had, and, like, he always had a thing for. Yeah.
So you think, but you think it's truly to that level, like, they really...
You gotta think about Kanye. Kanye does everything big, so there's no way he'd just be in like with Kim.
Oh, I agree with you
and
on that.
And he's very passionate, so yeah. I feel like that... Not, I feel like obsession is a really strong word to describe
him obsessed
it.
With you,
his
Sterling.
Being obsessed with Kim, even though I really do think he is obsessive over Kim, like he loves her a very not strange amount, but just not just her, but who she is, her persona and her fame.
Hey,
and
fire,
her heart.
Fire in, fire out. You know those things when you're super, super, super passionate, those can flame out hard. I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but yeah. My point is. It may be not a detriment that he's super passionate, but he's so volatile in mm-hmm. all the way we've seen him deal with paparazzi and the public and Taylor Swift and all these things in his career
Poor
and his personal
T-Swift.
Life. Poor T-Swift.
She just shook it off, though.
Shake it off.
Why do I even do it? Like, why do I even go there? We should let you guys sing for 45 minutes. It should be improv.
No one would watch that.
I say a phrase and you guys just riff off.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is right now.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought. All right, let's talk bridesmaids' dresses. What did you think of the first iteration and then the second?
Well, first things first. Can't with the first option.
I thought that was interesting, though, that Kim chose the bridesmaids to be wearing white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the white. My thing is that I just was... I think I was just expecting something so much more fabulous for the bridesmaids' dresses. And those first ones, I just didn't love. I think it's because they fit everyone differently. It only looked good on Kendall. So, I don't know. I didn't love those. I'm glad they got the second option.
The second one was... I don't know. To me, they kind of resembled this... Like, they kind of look like the same dress to me. And I'm, you know, a girl. I should notice that kind of stuff. Like, I just didn't. I mean, I noticed a difference, but I was like, okay, that one's not much better than the first one. But okay, whatever. Go with it.
I should have loved the bridesmaids' dresses. I was expect. I feel like it should have been a lot.
I mean, bridesmaids' dresses tend to have that. That thing where no one really likes the bridesmaid dress.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Are you, yeah, Bobby?
Yes, I am. That's
the
me.
The other thing is that, you know, at this point, Courtney's pregnant, Chloe is feeling really insecure about her body, and Chloe has a completely different body type than everyone else.
And a hangover.
Kendall is a high fashion... Yeah, and a hangover. Kendall's a high fashion model, and she's, I guess, like, Kylie's just more, like, normal, but you know what I mean? Like, you have... When you're picking out bridesmaids' dresses, you really do need to consider the fact that everyone
is
different and has a different body type. And you can't pick this, like, really slender, simple white dress. Because white, A, is the most unflattering color to wear, especially if it's tight. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think about these things. Come on, Kim.
I'm learning a lot for my future wedding 20 years from now.
Yeah.
I'll be calling you for
20 years. It would have been so cute if they would have done... I know this is so off subject, but if, you know, the dress Kim had on at Kanye's, the tan...
I love that dress.
That would have been a cute bridesmaid's dress.
Mm-hmm. See, I hate anything with no, like, straps or anything off the... just because it's not flattering for fuller-chested
for
ladies.
For bustier women.
Yes.
Go on.
I don't know. They always, just everything they wear, I feel like them as a whole collection defy the laws of body gravity when they wear things, if that makes sense.
There's a lot of tape. There's probably a lot of tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which is cool. It works. Hey, whatever. You guys really didn't like the second did you like the second bridesmaid's dress with the slit up the front or whatever?
Without the slit. Kanye said no slit.
Yeah. So you didn't like the slit?
I liked the slit, but it was pretty high for a wedding. I feel like you should wear that dress like out to like an event or something. I don't think that would necessarily be that appropriate for a wedding, like to walk down the aisle, because that'll give everyone an extra little show there.
Woo!
Go on.
Jeez.
Hey, what about our boy Valentino Garavani? How about those gardens, Frankie? What do you think of the cities and locations in this episode?
I have the travel bug and. Just seeing all that was just insane, yeah. Especially because I've never been to Europe. I know all you guys have, but I have not. And it's just so, so, so gorgeous. And the fact that, like, Kanye has an apartment in Paris. I have an apartment in Paris. Kim's talking about, oh, this is where we went in Italy for my birthday. Like, this is not every day, but it's, you know, a lot more than me.
A thing for them, yeah.
And I mean, it's just so gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that little segment that was in slow-mo, and it's just like, meow, meow. Okay, turn it up
like
at Valentino's.
It's like the start of a music video.
Yeah, exactly.
That whole thing just made me so jealous of how much love he has for her and all the stuff he does for her. Like, because you, like, really, that's kind of like a fairy tale. Like, you don't really hear of people doing all these things for their loved ones.
You don't, because most people don't make $40 million a year.
Definitely right. Money pays a part. Like, I mean, think about it. You don't really ever hear about, like, the other rich and famous people really doing anything that, you know, elaborate, you know? Like, it's always like he does such over-the-top stuff, and it's just awesome.
You don't think Jay-Z does enough for Beyonce? Is that what you're saying?
They just aren't in the public eye as much. I think just because
Kim is more out there. And
then,
yeah.
I mean, Kanye's big, and then Kim is just
Kim is Kim, and Kanye is Kanye.
I'm just jealous, guys.
I know. Hey, I'm jealous, too. I wouldn't mind it. I'd fall in love with Kanye if that were my life, you know what I'm saying?
And you heard it here first, guys.
So if it doesn't work out with Kim, if she moves on to number four.
Aw, leave Kim alone.
I'm just saying, three weddings, you're 31 or 32 or whatever, it's a lot.
I mean, clearly she's made mistakes, but I mean, like, just when they were at that dinner and everyone talking about it, and like we were just saying, Kanye's had a thing for Kim for a really, really long time.
Yeah, they said he even wanted to marry her years ago.
I'm going to ask you one question about that before we transition. They said that Kanye first got her number. She had a boyfriend. Whoever it was years ago, it wasn't Chris Humphries. It would have been before that. Whoever it was, Reggie Bush, perhaps, whatever it was.
I think that was too early.
Kanye talked to her for 8 hours on the phone. If you have a boyfriend,
you don't do
that's
that.
Inappropriate. That is not
inappropriate.
Fine. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was just like, wait, what?
Wait,
they
said that they were together.
8 hours. She was, no, they talked on the phone.
They talked on the phone for 8 hours, but she said that
she had a boyfriend.
She told him, I have a boyfriend, so this is just a this is only going to be like a friendship.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
8 hours.
Great foreshadowing, but inappropriate.
I think in that level, when you have that connection, I think 20 minutes is inappropriate. 10 minutes is inappropriate. If you know you have that connection, either dump the boyfriend and go for the connection, or be honest with the connection, be like, dude, go away.
Was it Chris? Someone said that, you know, they've had this connection the whole time, but finally is just the time is right. Everything just finally fit into place. And I like that because that is true. You can have two people that are meant to cross each other's paths, but if it's the wrong time or you know, it's just...
Right. Chris and Courtney weren't at that dinner, which I found interesting.
Well, Courtney was with the kids.
Mm-hmm. And Chris was with Brandon
and
Leah and all of them. Yeah.
No, Brody. What? Brody was here, Sterling.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Why did they have a separate dinner? Like, I don't understand that. Like, because we already have talked about in the past how we feel like Chris, Leah, and Brandon kind of like, well, Chris treats Leah and Brandon kind of like just the scapegoat for Bruce, you know, like to entertain him. So, like, why does she have to separate the dinner? Why couldn't they have just come to the dinner?
They had just gotten in, so I think they had gotten in a little bit later.
Well, yeah, and it was, like, all of Kim's closest friends. Just because their family doesn't mean that, you know what I mean? Like,
it was inappropriate. You think Brandon wants to be at a dinner with a bunch of Kim's old friends?
Well, no, but Leah might have.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it's a Kim's friend situation.
Yeah.
It's Lala. We got to have Lala. Let her do her thing.
I love her.
Where was Malika and her sister?
I thought Malika was Chloe's friend more than Kim's.
No, they're all friends.
No, I know they're all friends, but I mean, like, Kim's closest friends. I thought Malika was more on the Chloe's closest friend.
Right, she is.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Hey, before we transition to our next topic, which is going to be North, get ready, you guys. We got a cool thing from Birchbox here on AfterBuzz. Birchbox, as you guys know, is beauty, skincare, hair products. Basically, when you subscribe to Birchbox, you get all this beauty editor intel, pretty much, a little CIA action. And every month, you're going to receive a monthly dose of beauty that is tailored to your profile, so you get to try products from niche brands, up-and-coming lines, everything in between from them. The subscription is $10 a month, and it ships is just $10 a month, and it'll ship free every month on that. Use the promo code AFTERBUZZ, all one word, get 100 Birchbox points with the purchase of your subscription, so that's another $10 to spend towards your new favorite products. You basically get a personalized monthly delivery of five beauty products, major brands, Benefit, Smashbox, Beauty Protector, and more. And you can take their monthly trials and then buy the bigger brand or whatever from Birchbox directly. We want to thank them for doing this with AfterBuzz, specifically on the Kardashians. Yeah. They requested us, so hey, we must be doing something right. So that's a cool thing. You can go on Birchbox. Again, the promo code is AfterBuzz. You get 100 Birchbox points, which is $10 to spend towards your favorite products.
Cool.
Ladies, speaking of products... How about that transition to North? Speaking of products,
let's talk about Northwest.
Let's talk about the product of Kim and Kanye's love.
Exactly.
Let's talk about North. We see her crawling.
She's
very
so cute.
She is the cutest little nug.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, they showed her, but it's because it was their personal footage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I did like to see that, how she was crawling up to Mama, and she's just so adorable.
I love that her little dress was from the same lace as the wedding dress. And she's just so cute.
I love how we've gotten to see Kim kind of turn into this little mom that's like all about her baby. Because before, in the past, you know, with Mason and them, she would be like an aunt would be, but she was never like, oh, baby, baby. And now all she talks about is North, which a mother should talk about her child. But it's neat to see that little transition.
Yeah, I love seeing Kim interact with North because it's just like it's very natural for her, it seems like.
And it seems natural to Kanye, too. I know we didn't see him interact with North, but he seems, from what we saw of him in this episode, super calm, super mature, super open, not moody. Obviously, they're not going to show that. And obviously, you're not going to be moody right before your wedding anyways.
Hope not.
But very calm, very cool, like a normal person.
Yeah.
And the Kanye that we've like worked up in our head from all the antics he's done in his life is not a normal person. So.
I saw Kanye again.
Here we go.
Last Sunday. That's why I wasn't here. I was at a Kanye concert.
Yeah, we've got attendance requirements here at AfterBuzz, but Sterling is beyond them because it's just her and Kanye.
But I gotta say, his performance was much better than the one at Outside Lands that I went to a few weeks ago. Because he didn't really preach that much, which was great. He actually did songs. He performed real songs like a normal concert.
Did he perform awesome?
He did not. He just did not do that. I hate to report.
How much of his old stuff does he do at a concert like this now, like first album stuff?
He really didn't do that much. He didn't even do Gold Digger, which I was a little disappointed.
That's like your song, right?
Yeah, it's like my theme song. Thanks, Bobby.
Well, I'm just saying, the comments you made about Brody Jenner, I don't know.
What, Ada? I mean, he's not that.
He's pretty well off.
Awkward.
I saw Brody Jenner. what day was that? Saturday? No, Friday. Mm-hmm. I was riding bikes in Venice, and I was riding my bike down the boardwalk, and then he was just, like, cruising on a little beach cruiser. And I saw in the distance, I was like, is that? No, it can't be. And then he was getting closer and closer, and I just, like, almost crashed my bike. I, like, freaked out a little bit. I was like, oh, my God. And I, like, called my friend. And I was like, that was Brody Jenner. Did you see him?
Oh, my God. Why didn't you chase him down? That could have been your chance.
I had to play it cool, you know? Like,
what if you never get that chance?
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Exactly. Timing. Timing is everything.
Oh,
yep,
Lord.
Exactly. All right. Anyways, enough about that.
Enough about that. Let's talk about Kylie's hair. What do you guys think about blue hair at a wedding like this?
I get she was trying to make a point or a statement because they were trying to get her to change it. But for once, hey, girl, it's not all about you. This is Kim's wedding. Change your hair. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think this is about Kim. I think this is about Kendall. The reason Kylie looks the way she looks, she's her own person. That's cool. But she's trying to very strongly individualize herself because Kendall is the norm. She's the model. She's the perfect one. They even said in the wedding, Kendall, you're perfect in that dress. Let's put it on somebody who's not perfect.
And then they put on Kylie.
Kendall is the perfect one. And Kylie says, I can't compete with that. So I have to go so over the top different. Yeah. I got to have blue hair.
Well, even, and was it last week that they went to that meeting for the book? And even Kylie said, yeah, well, we have different personalities. I'm the more edgier one, and Kendall is the more sophisticated one. And I mean, I think that's fine to be different. I don't know if she's necessarily trying to be different and if that's a conscious decision or not.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm completely different than my sister, but I don't try. In my head, I'm not. I need to be different than my sister.
I think it's subconscious. I think she knows she wants to be herself. And I think the Kylie who is herself, maybe she's a little quirkier and edgier and she wants to have blue hair. But I think there's a subconscious thing there where it pushes her even further to be herself because she wants to differentiate from Kendall and say, I can't compete with Kendall. She's doing her thing and she's successful. I need to be way over to me.
Yeah.
I mean, and I want to dye my hair a crazy color, but I can't for work. So the fact that they're just Kardashians, they can do what they want, so it's like easier to do anything that, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. What percentage of the population in America could honestly dye their hair blue? It's
I
lower
dyed
than
my entire think. Head pink
for like a day,
but I tried to keep it, but it didn't stay.
But if you wanted it to stay,
it was more than
could
a day. Bobby, come on, give me some credit.
No, I do, and I loved it. I thought it looked great. But my point is, what population, and you're right about this with work, what population of America could actually dye their hair blue and get away with it for months on end? It's
right.
Not as high as you
yeah
do.
That's true.
So
well, I don't know. It's kind of the new thing. I know if you can, like, do it discreetly. Like, I know the new thing is to put, like, color underneath. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can do it tastefully and discreetly. Like, why not?
Yeah.
It's just like tattoos.
I mean, it's like the same situation with Bruce's ponytail. No one wants him to have it, but if he wants it, he's going to keep it. You know what I mean? If Kylie wants blue hair, she can have blue hair.
I like how they were straining his little ponytail.
He did look like a person from, like, the Marie Antoinette days. I was like, he totally does.
I know
hey,
it's a cartoon.
Let them eat cake.
I know it's a cartoon, but he looked like the Beast when he turned into a man at the end of Beauty and the Beast.
He did.
But he did.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Poor Bruce. You guys, so what do you think about Bruce's ponytail at the wedding? Good?
I told you, my prediction was right. He was going to get to keep the ponytail.
The thing is when you're asking someone to be in your wedding, you're asking them. You shouldn't ask anyone to change. If you want them in their wedding, they're going to come as themselves. You know, there's no need to say, get your hair cut or, you know, make changes to your look. I'm just saying.
No, I agree with you. I think that's it. And Bruce mentioned it, too, that he wanted to get Kim's makeup person, Kim's hair person, Kim's whatever, so that when the pictures come, they're perfect. And, of course, nothing will ever be perfect. But that's his point. He's like, this is the negotiation. Negotiation is everybody gets what they want. It's not somebody wins. Mm-hmm. Kim gets what she wants because she gets to style Bruce her way. Bruce gets what he wants because he still gets to be himself. So
right.
Everybody wins on that. The situation where nobody wins is one Mr. Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's just sad all around. Kim has been very tough on him for weeks. Too tough on him, like when Thailand and stuff like that. And we talked about that. I know we have differing opinions. I thought she was too tough. Today, I will agree with you guys. It's Kim's day. If you're going to come out, if you're going to go to Paris in the first place, I don't mean to be insensitive, but dude, suck it up. Like, yeah. I understand. Suck it up. If you know this is going to happen, don't fly to Paris.
Yeah.
Just don't go.
Well, I agree about Thailand. I think that that was really kind of tough love. And also, this isn't Kim's day. It was a family trip to Thailand. Completely different situation. But for this is Kim's big day, Kanye's big day. It's not about, you know, all of this stuff, and it's not about this negative energy bringing to that day. Because when you look back on your wedding, you don't want to think, oh, Rob was dealing with all of these things. You want to think, oh, it was the greatest time. I danced with, you know, like my family, and we did this, and we did that. You know, you want to always have those great positive memories for your selfie book.
No, I think that's exactly right. And Rob, Lord knows I've defended him for hours probably on this show, but this is one where I can't defend him on. He's been in the public, this is what confuses me about him. I know he's going through a lot, but he's been in the public eye so long, and he's now been overweight so long, and there's more than just the weight issue, but that's the physical manifestation. Mm-hmm. He's been overweight so long. He read a couple comments of what people said and decided to go home, was at least how they showed it to us, is what they said. You've heard thousands and thousands and thousands of comments by this point. Why was this the tipping point? Unless something else was going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You go.
I was just going to say, I mean, clearly that just shows the magnitude of what he's going through.
Yeah.
Because if something like a little comment, you know, throws you off like that, then clearly it's something much deeper, like we've already discussed. But, I mean, I still, like, same thing. I don't want to be insensitive, but it was, I know it was her third, like you guys keep saying, but it was still her wedding. And it was in a whole other country. Like, I would have, even if I was shy, at the least I would have, like, watched the wedding from, like, a window or something like that. Because I'm in freaking Italy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just
and
me.
He knew it wasn't going to be on TV. I mean, nobody was even going to see it. Like, and I'm sure that wedding had so much security. It's unreal. So, I mean, he should have sucked it up, stop being selfish. I get you have a problem, but put that aside for one day and be there for your sister.
Yeah. But Kim made the point that, you know, her and Kanye did have a lot of important people at that wedding. A lot of people that you probably don't want to be seen in front of, you know, when you're not at your best. And so I feel like he could feel that judgment already or be embarrassed to be in front of those people. But at the end of the day, it's your sister. It's her big day. And it's just kind of, I get that he's dealing with some really serious stuff, but it just seems a little selfish to me. But I guess by leaving, he is kind of making it not about himself. He's like, all right, you guys, I'm going to leave. You guys have a great day. Like, you know, so I don't know.
Here's the interesting thing about Rob, too. Excuse me. And you said it with the important people at the wedding. Maybe I look at this from a totally idealistic, opportunistic standpoint. But if you're Rob and you go to the wedding anyways, I've always said that Rob's story has the potential to become an unbelievable redemption story.
Right.
Not just weight loss, but whatever else is going on with him can be an amazing redemption story in the public eye. So if you flip that, and I know you can't just flip the switch in your head when you're dealing with depression or whatever it is, but if you can flip that over time and say, this isn't the bad, I can turn this into amazing. The wedding is an opportunity to say, this is how I looked. And a year or two later, this is how I look, this is where I am, this is where I go.
Right.
It's not that simple. There's a ton of work to be involved. But that's one of those redemption stories where this is a good starting point for him to go to the wedding, see the hard facts. This is what I look like. This is what I feel like. This is what I think of myself on this day. Where will I be a year or 2 years or 3 years from now? And he didn't have enough courage or whatever it is to face the day in the first place, which is heartbreaking. But at some point, you have to face the day. You've got to start with day one. Something has to be day one, and then you can get going.
Exactly. And I think that decision to leave wasn't made lightly. I'm sure they didn't show it on the show. I'm sure it was something, you know, that was really a big issue at the time. And I'm sure he put a lot of thought into it and tried to decide what would be best for the situation as a whole. I don't think that he, you know, just made that decision on a fly.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm just going to leave. You know, I think it was a very serious thing that happened.
I hope it was a serious thing. I mean, I feel bad for him. I know you guys do, too. There's a lot going on with him that we don't know and we'll probably never know.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest concern to me is that he's just healthy enough to keep fighting.
Yeah.
He doesn't totally give up. Because we hear he's going to the gym, he's doing little healthy things, whatever that means. But he doesn't totally give up. And maybe I'm talking about drug addiction, which we've heard rumors about here.
Right.
Maybe I'm talking about suicide. We obviously don't know if he is or not. But I'm just thinking worst case scenarios. But I hope it doesn't come to that point and he gets enough help and enough support to at least keep fighting to get to that first day where he says, okay, new beginning, new life, I can't do this anymore.
Same. And I don't think that's a journey that needs to be documented on national television. Correct. So I don't blame him for not wanting to be involved with this whole huge production.
I totally agree. But at the same time, in the back of my head, I'm always thinking of like the good to come
out of this. Opportunity there, right?
Yeah, the opportunity to tell an amazing story because so many people go through what he's going through in some way.
Right.
And I know he doesn't want to document it, but if he ever did, my Lord, that's an amazing, that's the realest Kardashians moment you will ever see is the stuff he's going through. It's much more real than everything these girls go through.
Yeah, yeah,
so, definitely. But we probably will never see it.
Yeah.
So, poor Rob. So final thoughts on the wedding, guys.
I wish we got to
I don't know what happened.
It. Yeah.
I have no idea if it's
I think a big part of the reason, I think if it were up to Kim, she would have had, you know, America see it, which I wanted to see it really bad. But I think Kanye, in a way, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he didn't want to be on TV just because Chris Humphrey and Kim were on TV. I don't think he wanted anything in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you've got an interesting dynamic. As similar as Kim and Kanye are, as similar as they are, as obsessive as they are with each other, as A-list as they both are, Kim is A-list by virtue of wanting to be A-list and making it there. Kanye is A-list by creating
by
something.
By his art, by his music.
Work.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
By his art, by what he does. And he didn't... I know he likes the fame, and I think he's lying if he said he doesn't like it.
Oh, he loves it.
But he didn't... start out. No artist starts out at that level doing what he does just to be famous. He didn't say, I'm going to get rich and famous. Mm-hmm. He did it because he had a message, he had a passion, and he had to get it out of his body. He had to make his art. That's different from Kim. She's not an artist. She's a user of different levels of, you know, becoming famous and sex tape and whatever else you want to say. She used those things to expertise levels, her and her mom did.
Yeah.
And she's famous because she wants to be.
She's
so it's a weird.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
So you've got Kim coming up from the bottom saying, I'm trying to be famous. You've got Kanye saying, go away, fame, go away. I mean, he loves it, but he's going to want privacy much more than Kim.
Yeah. Well, like you said, the difference there is that Kim is Kim because we know so much about her personal life. She puts herself there, her. You know, her personality, what she likes, what she doesn't like. We know all of these things about Kim on a very personal level. But Kanye, he's super out there, super passionate. You know, but that's with his music and that's with his fashion and his ideas and that sort of stuff. But we don't know, like, what his favorite color is or what he ate for lunch yesterday. But with Kim, we do, we know these personal things and that's the difference with how they're both very out there, but in completely different ways.
Yeah. Sounds good. Hey, mm-hmm. Jesse, you have a piece of news. Let's run it. News and gossip. Last time this season. Right now.
Okay, guys. So, as we know, Joan Rivers passed away this week. So, rest in peace. Anyways, Courtney posted a tribute to her. And it said, I just can't believe this queen is gone. Praying for Melissa and Connor. Well, Joan's grandson is not named Connor. It's Cooper. And fans attacked her and called her an idiot on Instagram. Everybody was really, really upset she got the name wrong. So she deleted it and reposted it. But in her defense, you know, Cooper isn't in the public eye.
Well, if you're going to say it, you need to have it right, especially in that situation. That just is kind of one of those eek.
If you're going to publish something, it has to be right. From the New York Times down to a Kardashian on Instagram. Yeah. If you're going to publish something publicly, it's got
to
be right.
Especially about something so serious.
I'd like to think maybe her predictive text, like, just messed it up and switched it.
Absolutely not.
That ducking autocorrect.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Those girls have way too much invested in every single post.
Yeah, that's just too bad. You know,
that's just bad.
It's just kind of one of those...
It's not like unforgivable bad, but
that's bad.
Come on.
It's still love Courtney. I don't think, I mean, it's obviously not like a malicious thing. She wasn't being rude, but.
But can I say that the article also said that apparently I didn't know about what happened, but apparently Joan Rivers like attacked Northwest by, she made this parody basically about her and it pissed everybody off. But even after she died, everybody put, you know, put away the hard feelings, and everybody put, like, a tribute up to her except for Kim.
Of course Kim, and of course the Kardashians were bitter about this, because Joan, like Kanye, is a creator. She created comedy, she had a message to get out of her, and the Kardashians are fame whores, excuse the term, it's true. So, so you've got a creator in Joan who is an insider in Hollywood, and you've got the Kardashians who are desperate to be insiders. And when an insider makes fun of an insider wannabe, what's the wannabe do? You're dead to me. No, right. No pun intended on Joan's death now. But you're. I can't acknowledge you anymore. Ooh. This is over. You're gone. And that's what this family did to her. And I understand that these tributes and whatever, they bury the hatchet, and that's fine. Kim obviously didn't. But that's the difference again between these guys. Joan was on the inside through and through for decades. The Kardashians never were, and really never will be, because they'll never be actors, TV, whatever.
You're
the same
so
way.
Mean.
They won't. They won't. It's real.
I'm sorry. I don't think that was all the way mean, because I mean, look how long they've been in the spotlight, and they haven't done, like, Kendall's doing modeling and stuff. She's really good at that. But as far as like acting, singing, Kim tried to sing.
Kim tried to act. Kim tried to act in a Tyler Perry movie. You've got Khloe trying to host on live TV. It was a disaster. You had Kendall and Kylie try to host an award show. Disaster number two. You had Chris's very short-lived daytime talk show. They're trying to get into actual Hollywood, and it's not going to happen. And what they're doing is fine. They're very successful, but they're not insiders in Hollywood. They're just not.
I mean, Kim was denied a star on the Hollywood Fame. I think that's already.
And they said you have to actually do something. You're not.
Oh, the reason was because they haven't started accepting reality TV stars. And that's exactly what they are.
And they shouldn't.
Yeah, and I don't think they should either.
Speaking of Kendall, though, we weren't really. it's New York Fashion Week, and today she walked in the DVF line, and she looked really good. Kendall is so pretty. She definitely has that kind of girl next door look, but with like a supermodel.
She's so skinny.
Sass. Yeah,
I want to know her secrets, because every time I see her, she's eating like junk food or something on the Kardashians.
Yeah, Chris has been like Instagramming like crazy pictures of Kendall on the runway and all of her little outfits.
I mean, she is really tall. So
yeah,
what is really tall? She's 6 feet.
I think
she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to be runway, you have to be at least, what, 5'7" or 5'8"?
I think 5'8" or 9".
Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah, she's tall, so if I were taller, I would look skinnier.
I'm 5'10", I don't look skinnier.
Frank, you ladies all look fantastic. Wonderful. Let's move on to new predictions. Excuse me.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Since it's the finale, a little prediction.
Let's have some fun. So, Sterling, last week I made a prediction that this show was only going to last one more season and get canceled. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I could see that. 10 seasons and call it off.
There's just nothing going on anymore.
Right.
We just had a Kim and Kanye wedding, and I say there's nothing going on, but there's really nothing going on anymore.
Yeah, but what would the family do? I guess they have all their spinoffs.
Do you think they would have a seizure?
Seizure!
Do you think that they would still have their spinoffs, though, or do you just think the main show would be? Like, can they have their spinoffs if their flagship is not?
Yeah, definitely.
I think you can have your spinoffs. You talk about other spinoffs.
The Hills.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Hills.
This is the one we go to. There's so many famous spinoffs of actual sitcoms when we go to the Hills.
The Hamptons one looks really interesting, though, with the whole Scott and Courtney dynamic and what else happened.
Well, see, we saw the clip of Chloe and French Montana.
We saw the clip of Chloe and Scott in the bathtub. So, and they're filming themselves. And stuff. Like I said, clearly it was nothing about them two. It was them goofing off and doing things.
They were getting hot in here between Scott and Chloe.
Yeah.
What?
It's getting hot in here between Scott and Chloe.
Just makes me so frustrated when you say that.
Me too.
I just do it now to get under your skin.
I know.
I was serious in week one, but now it's just
them
getting under your skin.
That's not a thing.
And it's working.
They're just like brother and sister, like close in a hot tub together.
Okay, guys, I got two predictions.
Go for it, Jesse. Rescue us.
Okay.
Rescue me.
My first one is kind of not really a prediction, but a hope, I guess. I hope Rob does his own reality show. Like, that would be really cool to see just him. Like, make it all about Rob.
Do you think Rob would go on, like, one of those celebrity weight loss things?
I thought they tried to get him on at one point.
They might have,
like, Chris was talking about it.
I could see Chris trying to arrange that.
I assume, guys, that Rob, before he gained all this weight, was he kind of a hunk?
Yes.
I thought he was
hot.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He still has a cute face just because he's a little overweight. You can lose weight. That doesn't change. Well, sometimes it changes your face.
It's going to change his tattoos. That's going to affect his tattoos. He's got a sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can get laser. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. I don't think he's big enough to get a tummy tuck or anything like that.
You might be surprised.
Because you can,
depends what he does.
I don't know. I feel like if you lose the weight slow enough and you like really, really tone as you're doing it, I don't think he'll have a problem. I mean, he might have a little bit of, you know, but
What was your second prediction?
That we're going to host the Hamptons.
God, I hope so. That we're going to host Chloe and...
It's a riveting prediction.
They all can't wait. Everybody at home is like, yes, 12 more, 15 more episodes. We're going to yell at them for. Frankie, you got any good predictions?
No.
Okay. Well, then. I will predict again. I think this show gets canceled during or after season 10. It's done. It's over. There's nothing left. Sorry, Kardashian fans. I love it as much as you do. There's nothing left. My second prediction is I will give Kim and Kanye 3 years of blissfully wedded marriage.
You're evil for wishing that.
I'm not wishing it. You're putting it out in the universe. Oh, Lord.
So rude.
So me putting it out in the universe is more powerful than Kanye.
You should never wish that on someone, Bobby.
So I'm not wishing it. I'm just giving
karma's a biznatch.
3 years from right now today, September, what day is it? September, my phone won't turn on. September 7th.
Listen.
September 7th, 2017, it's over.
Marriage is, most people don't, this is why most marriages fail, because they don't realize it's a huge, huge commitment. You're going to have problems. You're going to have hard times. So sure, it's going to happen, but I'm not going to give them 3 years. I'm not going to put any time limit on love, Bobby.
I don't know if it's love. I think it's just infatuation. I will give it 3 years.
I don't think, no. Nope.
They already have
I'm not even entertaining him anymore. No more entertaining
love
him.
Love is a bad
Yeah, they're always going to be together now because they have a baby.
Well, they're going to have to deal with each other.
Well, I mean, not like
together.
All
have you guys
together,
seen Maury?
They will still be, will still be a part of each other's lives because of that baby.
Whatever, you guys.
All right, Sterling, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen.
Twitter, Instagram. XOXO CESCA. And I have a white dress picture somewhere on my Instagram. We were talking about white dresses. Anyways, go ahead.
Cool story, bro. I know. Twitter.
You like pointed at me like I was like, oh.
Because you were saying white dresses are unflattering.
Well, can I go? Everything looks flattering.
So everyone check out her Instagram photo because it is flattering.
Go like that.
Twitter at Bobby DeMuro. Snapchat at Bobby DeMuro. Guys, last time I gave my Snapchat, I got like a dozen people to add me and give me good snaps.
You're so popular.
So get on Snapchat. So I will snap you back. Bobby DeMuro on Snapchat. That's it this season on The Kardashians. That was it, girls. I'm going to miss you guys. We're going to miss y'all. We're all pretty sad about it. We'll see you next year on Kardashians and maybe on Courtney and Khloe Take the Hamptons. For these three ladies, I'm Bobby. Thank you so much for joining us this year. We'll see you soon.
Bye, Felicia.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.